Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions present Blog Talk, your source of inspiration and information. As always, it takes place in Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world, and also the place where all the lies, and secrets are held. And what we're going to do, we're going to expose the lies, tell you who the liars are, and reveal some of the secrets. It comes down to love and relationships. And once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in each and every week and just taking out 30 minutes of your time to just spend with me and just talk about relationships, talk about love, talk about the things that are going on, so that way we can help make our communities better. And as always, I'm your host, Mr. Vi Stevie. And we have Toy Sugars on the boards right now, so really want to appreciate that. And also, we are sponsored today by Tranquil Minds Relaxation and Wellness. The weather is cold right now, but springtime is coming very soon, so that means a lot of people are trying to get out and work and exercise. So remember, massage is not just about relaxation. It's also about healing joints, healing your muscles. So if you're actively working out, looking for a sports massage or other massages, log on to www.tqmind.massagetherapy.com, or you can inbox me at Facebook or tweet me at rsteve44. Once again, it's sponsored by Tranquil Minds Relaxation and Wellness. And today's show is on a big topic that we hear a lot on the tabloids, on these relationship columns and newspapers and the magazines, and it's called emotional cheating. So today we're going to discuss what is emotional cheating, and is it really emotional cheating? It could just be a person trying to reach out to someone and just trying to get a lot of their frustration vent out to another person. So it might not be emotional cheating. It might be what I call a mental menage. So we're going to break that down so that way we know what is emotional cheating, how to find out if it is emotional cheating, and what limits do we have when we're communicating with other people. Emotional cheating, from what a lot of people say, is when your spouse, maybe significant other, is chatting with someone on Facebook, typically either an ex or someone they might be attracted to. It might be someone at work or someone that they just met recently and just want to spark conversation with. Not only do they talk to this person on social media, but at times they might be texting them frequently, talking back and forth with various conversations, or they might even be on the phone with this person and having conversations with them. Sometimes with their spouse, maybe significant other knowing, sometimes without them knowing. So where is the line drawn? A lot of relationships end because of what people consider emotional cheating. But it might not be emotional cheating. It might just be that way of that person to try to reconnect with someone that they've lost touch with in the past. It might be a way that to maybe create a new relationship with someone. Doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. Doesn't have to be a deeply personal relationship. It might just be a platonic relationship. And this is where men and women always have this issue where people feel that you can't have a platonic relationship with someone. And that's where we got to come down to emotional cheating, or talking about the mental aspect of inviting someone in to your relationship to try to create just a new friendship or a new bond. So if you have any questions or comments in regards to this, please give us a call, 347-850-1228. Once again, the number is 347-850-1228. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and my name is Mr. Rod Stevie. Doug Love is on assignment right now trying to gather some nice, juicy things to talk about in the future. So look forward to maybe hearing from him soon. And right now, we're going to be sponsored today by Getaway Girls. Getaway Girls, if you're trying to get away for that romantic getaway, maybe on the beach or maybe on a romantic island, Getaway Girls will tell you where to go, where to stay, and how to play. So you can log on to getawaygirlsinc.com, or you can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Getaway Girls Inc. And let's get into the topic right now. What is emotional cheating? Emotional cheating. A lot of times there is this line when it comes down to talking to people on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. When a person is having a basic conversation, you know, chatting on Facebook and Instagram, basic conversation, that's not emotional cheating. That person just wants to have a conversation with someone from their past, someone maybe from their present, or someone they might just met and just want to connect with. That's not considered emotional cheating. I consider that a mental menage. And I want to describe and explain what a mental menage is. A mental menage is when your spouse, made significant other, is having a conversation and communicating with someone, and the spouse knows about this. The mate knows about this. So say if your girlfriend is having a conversation with someone, maybe an ex, maybe another male friend from work, and they're talking on Facebook, on Twitter, maybe occasionally text each other, and the spouse knows about it, you know about them, then it's not really, you know, and they're being open about what they're talking about. That's not emotional cheating. I call that a mental menage. That your spouse, your mate, your significant other is just trying to release maybe some, just a conversation, have a conversation in a way that maybe he or she might not be able to have with you. It's not a bad thing all the time. And that's the line that people need to understand. Relationships aren't about being possessive, saying you can only talk to me about that, you can only have a conversation to me in regards to certain things. A person can have a confidant. A person can have someone they can vent out to, can release to, that might just hear things from a different perspective than their spouse, mate, or significant other can. So that's what a mental menage is. So the main point we have to do, we have to define what is emotional cheating. So when you're on that Facebook, when you're on the Twitter, Instagram, and you're talking to someone, what is that conversation like? Is it just a basic, hi, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. You know, this is what's going on at work. This is, you know, some of the things that my kids and my family is doing, things like that. And that's not considered emotional cheating. Emotional cheating is when that line gets kind of blurred, where conversations kind of switch. So conversations make it a little more personal. Conversations might get a little more sensual. So this is where the first question comes. Can a platonic relationship lead to an open relationship, especially when you're married? And that's where the emotional cheating comes into play. People feel that, you know, it starts off really innocent and, you know, really nice and light, and then one of the parties involved might say, you know what, this person's been having a conversation with me for a while. You know, they feel really comfortable with me. Maybe I can just see if I can just kind of cross that line a little bit. Maybe I can straddle the line and see where this can lead. That's when it becomes emotional cheating. That's where the mental menage gets a little out of hand. So I just want to hear what anybody thinks about that particular topic. 347-850-1228. And when you're married or when you're in a relationship, it's just the fact that you want to make sure that all parties understand, you know, their boundaries, or all parties understand what's going on when it comes down to these conversations. You know, the line that can be crossed is when those texts get a little out of hand, when the phone calls become from open, friendly, polite phone calls to maybe going into the back room and, you know, and quiet giggles, you know, here in the background. So that's where, you know, the lines can get blurred, and the lines are drawn. So the question is, how do you approach your spouse, mate, significant other, if you think they are emotionally cheating on you? First question, the first thing to do, just ask. All you have to do is just ask, like, okay, they're on the phone, and you can do it in a casual way. Say, oh, who is that you were talking to? You're going to get one or two responses. one response might be just an open response. Oh, that was so-and-so. I haven't talked to him in a while. You know, you just told me X, Y, and Z. Couldn't be a problem. However, that person might answer the second way, where there's a little defensive strategy going on, where they say, okay, what, I can't have a conversation with someone? What, you got to track my phone calls? You got to track my texts? What is this about? So that's where the possessiveness can come. So you have to try to find out carefully if the person's emotionally cheating. And when it comes down to these particular texts or phone calls, there might be just a little bit of playful banter going on, and that's common with people in platonic relationships. Or it depends on the way the relationship goes. So can flirting be considered emotional cheating? Or is that playful banter something that could benefit all parties involved? That's a part of the mental menage, bringing that other person in. Now, in that mind, flirting is one of those touchy subjects depending on the relationship that you have. And this is flirting through texting, flirting over the phone, sometimes even the likes or so on Facebook. People always talk about the little poke icon on Facebook. some people can call that flirting. I don't know why, but some people think that's flirting as well. But these are the type of things that can blur the line between a mental menage and emotional cheating. And that's where it comes down to the strength and trust in your relationship. If you know how your spouse is, your mate is, your significant other, if they're a very flirtatious person, then they might go back and forth with someone and be flirting back and forth. But when does that flirting go too far? When does that flirting become, okay, you're pushing the line, you're pushing the boundaries into something that shouldn't be discussed? And it's not the fact that it shouldn't be discussed, it's just how it's talked about. Some people feel that it's very awkward or it's very difficult to talk sex with a person of the opposite sex. A female talking to a man about sexual stuff, or a male talking to a female about sexual stuff. How is it discussed? What is being said and how is it being presented can blur that line between mental menage and emotional cheating. Sometimes, like I said, in the case that a person is a confidant, a person is trying to open up to another person just to get a third party perspective on things, that should be welcome. That's considered mental menage. That is something that should be encouraged to a point where we can have that spouse to open up to somebody else. To say, okay, hey, I understand that this person might give you a different perspective on things than I can because I'm on the inside. A person from the outside might be able to relay some information. Women and men do this all the time. A woman will talk to their girlfriend on the phone and say, oh, man, so-and-so happened, this X, Y, and Z happened at home, and I just need somebody to talk to about it, or something happened at work, and I don't know if I want to talk to my husband about it, so they go to their girlfriend. But what if that person that they go to all the time is a male? Is that a bad thing? Is that something that should be looked down upon because that's another dude you're talking to? Or vice versa? A man talking to a female in regards to some things that they might want to vent out, they might want to get off their chest, and they might want to see it from a third party perspective. Is that something that should be looked down upon? That's the question that every relationship goes through every now and then, and that's where your strength in your relationship is tested. Relationships should not end over a text unless that text is very graphic or very sexual. Relationships should not end over a Facebook post or somebody liking a picture. There's a lot more involved when you're in a relationship that shouldn't end because of a post, because of a text, because of a tweet, a liking an Instagram picture. It's just you got to really evaluate your relationship, and if it comes down to something as minor as that, then there's a big problem. However, it comes down to emotional cheating. Emotional cheating is a little more involved. Like I said, if those texts become more frequent, if those texts become a little more graphic in tone, if those texts went from, oh, you know, I saw your post and you know, I see your, you know, you're working out or something like that, something basic, that's fine. But if it comes down to, dad, you look good, you know, some that, you know, things like that, is getting more, you know, getting a little more sensual, a little more flirty, to the point where it's getting more extreme, then that might be crossing that line to emotional cheating. If the phone calls are coming a little more frequently, the phone calls are getting a little longer in conversation, if the phone calls are getting a little more extreme in their tone, then you might consider that emotional cheating. And if there's some exchanges being done as far as gifts, as far as, you know, if these phone calls are leading to, you know, a little more casual, you know, nights out on the town with this person, might not be anything sexual. That's what emotional cheating is about. It's not anything sexual. And that person will say, you know what, hey, I'm not having sex with this person, so how am I cheating? But it's emotional cheating. You're taking away from your spouse, from your mate, your significant other, by spending more time with this person. And this is where that the line gets blurred. And once again, you're listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, the topic is emotional cheating versus a mental menage. Now, when it comes down to over the phone, online, there's lines that and boundaries that can, you know, that can be seen visibly. But when the person is up front, up close, there's even more lines that can be considered emotional cheating. There's a lot of people that, like I said earlier, very flirtatious. So, you know, and they might just be so comfortable with a person that the banter goes back and forth, you know, pretty, you know, just pretty lightly and loose, where they don't even think that they might be, you know, heavily flirty or heavily physical. When you're in front of a person, you might be, you know, might be, you know, might want to put the arm around the person, or might put a hand on a person, or even just, you know, hug a little long, a little extreme. You know, some people are very friendly. I consider myself a very friendly person. I'm a person that is very, you know, emotional with people. I'm a person that when a person knows me, I'm connected with them. I'm going to be very personal with you. Sometimes I might, you know, put a hand on the shoulder. You know, people know me as a therapist. I'm a massage therapist. So massage therapists, we, you know, work with our hands all the time. So there's always that line that people, you know, that people wonder, like, okay, you're a massage therapist. So, you know, so that can be always be an iffy thing sometimes with people, if it's an uncomfortable thing for people at times. So is cuddling or having this physical contact with a person considered emotional cheating? It's not sex, but, you know, they're even professional cuddlers who get paid to cuddle with those who need affection. You know, people actually spend money for people just to say, you know what, I just need a hug. I just need someone to hold my hand. You know, is that emotional cheating, or is that a mental menage? Now, in that case, when money is exchanging hands, anytime when money is exchanging hands like that, a professional caller, you need someone to hug, that might be crossing the line because of the fact that that's why you have your spouse, your mate, your significant other there to hold you. You can say, hey, you know, I need a hug today. And nothing wrong with a friend giving you a hug, but, you know, if you have to spend money to get a hug, then that's a big problem. So definitely got to watch out for something like that, where people go out to these social outlets to find the affection that they're not getting at home. That's something that you really obviously have to try to discuss with your spouse, your mate, or significant other. So we still got a few minutes on this. give us a call, 347-850-1228. Let us know what you think about this here, because there's so many blurred lines. There's so many things that can be discussed on this that, you know, that one, I want to hear what you think. What do you feel is emotional cheating? Or what do you consider a mental menage? And are these connections really good for relationships? And that's the thing. Platonic relationships is what it's all about. You know, you have a man and a woman that connect with each other. Just because you're married, just because you're engaged, just because you're in a committed relationship, doesn't mean that you have to cut off every person of the opposite sex. And that's where a lot of the issues come from in relationships. People feel that when you're married or when you're in a relationship, you're stuck with not having any type of connection with any person from the opposite sex ever. You know, you can't even look at a man. You can't even look at a woman. You can't have, you know, conversations with a man or a woman because of the fact that you're in a committed relationship. And this is where relationships fall. The main reason why a lot of relationships end because of jealousy, because of possessiveness. And this is what we have to discuss further to try to stop this, to try to figure out what is really important. Is it really important to say, okay, you're with me and only me, and that's the only person you can be with, or is it a fact that, you know what, you can have friends. You should have friends. You should be able to communicate and converse with other people, you know, socially and sometimes even directly without having to be in fear of what your spouse, your mate, your significant other might think. And this is just a big issue in our community and our society, just as well as just how relationships go. So embrace that mental menage. Embrace that. Embrace that other person that they can go to as a confidant, a person that they can communicate with freely, loosely, and just maybe, you know, release some of the things that they might not be able to say to you directly. A third party point of view sometimes can be beneficial for a relationship because they may have your spouse may realize something about you that, you know, that they may not have seen before. You know, sometimes the eyes can be open when another person explains it. You know, that's just like, say, a parent and child sometimes. Sometimes the child will hear the parent say something 50,000 times. They won't do it. But when somebody, like when a friend tells them, oh, you know, you should do this, it clicks. Like, oh, yeah, you know, that's right. Sometimes like that with our relationships where the other person, our spouse, our mate might say, you know what, you know, you really should look at yourself and see what you're doing here, X, Y, and Z. You should do this a little more. We won't listen to it sometimes because we feel like, okay, you're just trying to give me a hard time. But if they hear from a friend, from a third-party perspective, then they might realize, okay, you know what, you're right. I should look at this a little bit more. And that's where the mental menage is beneficial. It gives a new energy. It gives a new sense of maybe I need to reflect on certain things. So that way I can be a better partner to my spouse, to my mate, to my significant other. But it has to be done within reason. Because if it goes too far, then that's where the emotional cheating may come. Some people feel like, okay, you know, I feel so comfortable with this person that I want to spend more time with this person than I do with my spouse. I'm going to spend more time on the phone. I need to spend more time texting. I want to spend more time looking through each and every post that they put online on their social network compared to talking to my husband or texting my husband just saying, hey, how's your day? I love you. Little things like that. That's where, you know, that's where the emotional cheating comes in. And if something like that is going on and you see that more frequently, you have to discuss it. You have to talk about it with them, saying, hey, why are you spending all your time talking on the phone with this person? Why are you spending all your time texting this person or being on a social network with this person? Is there something that I need to know so that way we can work this out? There's no need to fly off the handle over it, no need to you know, to yell and scream and throw stuff or throw people out and things like that, discuss it. If you just sit back and say, okay, what is it that you want to tell me? What is it that you don't want to tell me? You know, I need to know. Let's discuss this and work this out. Maybe they might balance out their time. It's not saying that you're going to cut that person off, saying that, I refuse to have you, I forbid you to talk to this person ever again. There's no need for that. It just might just be a way of saying, hey, you know what, if you want to talk to them with it, you can come to me with it as well. Let's talk about it together. So that way, everybody's on the same page, and everybody's on the same wavelength, and that's how relationships build, that's how relationships last. So that's what this is all about. Emotional cheating, mental menage, and just want to get a little bit of information out here. Like I said, Toy Sugars, you hear her all the time on the show, on the Rod Stevie Show, and on Love Talk. And just want to let you know that she's going to be performing in Sterling, Virginia tomorrow. Visual Lyrics presented by Silver Line Studios. If you have any questions or you want to find out more information on this, she's going to be performing Saturday, March 1st. Sometime in the evening, you come in and start. The doors open at 8 o'clock. So definitely come out and support Toy. And we'd love to see everybody out there. If you want to find out more information, you can follow Toy Sugars on Twitter, at T Sugars, and on Facebook, at Toy Sugars. And you can also like facebook.com/Toy Sugars. Look at her music page. She has some great music coming out, great music on there, and there's a lot of big things going on right now. So definitely look out for that. And look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, March 1st, out in Sterling, Virginia. Also, I want to thank everybody that's been listening to both Love Talk and the Rise TV show. We've had some really great numbers for the month of February. Black History Month may be ending, but I want to let everybody know, don't stop. Don't stop studying. Black history is never over. Black history is all year long. So please go to your libraries, go to your museums, find out more about African-American history, African-American studies. That's how we build better communities. That's how we build better societies with our kids, even with our generation as well, because a lot of information is out there that we probably don't even know about. So definitely keep learning, keep growing, and also keep loving everybody. So we didn't have a Case of the X segment today. This pretty much whole topic was about a Case of the X segment. So we're going to come back with that next week. And also I want to let you know about the Sunday show on the Rise TV show. It's a really powerful show. It's called America in 100 Yards, discussing the National Football League and how it's become a cross-section of America. It's going to be very interesting. We're going to talk about the social, the religious, the political, the racial, all the aspects that are in the NFL and how it's a reflection of our society and of our country. So definitely look out for that Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. So definitely let everybody know about that. It's going to be a really great show. So once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And final thoughts for the night, love your spouse, love your mate, love your significant other. Talk to them and let them know what's going on in your life. Let them know what's going on in your world. There's nothing wrong with talking to somebody else, getting that third-party perspective, but only where a true relationship can grow is with communication, open communication, and recognizing each other's needs and each other's needs to talk to other people as well. So don't shut your spouse, mate, significant other out from talking to other people. Don't shut them out from someone from another sex. But the thing is, make sure that everybody respects their boundaries, knows the boundaries within those relationships, and help each and every relationship grow. That's how our relationships will last. That's how our communities will grow strong. So once again, this is Love Talk. My name is Mr. Rod Stevie. And until next time, we'll talk next week.